And the other one is this baroque legal system, the way this right. case wound its way through courts and officials.
Well, yeah, the legal system. I think American readers will find it interesting to learn how the legal system works, to learn a lot of things about France, because I'll just say in parentheses here, I did try to paint an interesting backdrop to this story, a backdrop about France, French culture, the French legal system, French politics, French society, French history.
Right.
I mean, it starts with the Franco-Prussian War in 1870. I don't linger on that. Don't worry. But and so the legal system, I try to explain how it works. There, it's not an adversarial system like in the U.S., where you have opposing attorneys basically arguing a case in the presence of an impartial judge or jury. The French system start what they call juge d'instruction, which are investigating magistrates, roughly kind of equivalent to a DA. They're DAs, they're prosecutors, but also detectives. And they can take years investigating, and they have great powers. They can compel testimony. They can order wiretaps. They can put people in permitted detention. Napoleon called it the juge d'instruction, the most powerful man in France. Mm-hmm. And so this case went through this process of being investigated by an investigative magistrate and by a prosecutor. There were a lot of complications in the way it was investigated and pursued, but this process went on for years, and a number of people were thrown in jail for periods of ranging from a day or two or three days. In one case, Lillian Bettencourt's financial manager, Patrice de Maistre, was thrown into jail for 60 days without it even – he hadn't even been charged at that time. So this is part of this arcane investigative and legal process.
Arcane and very dramatic.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was it like for you to spend time with these people? You know, these are not people you're going to want to know after you write this, I don't think.
Well, that's
for
true.
For the most part.
Yeah, that was fascinating. I have to tell you, François-Marie Bagné is a charming character, although, you know, devious and devilish in a lot of ways. He's somebody who really I think he's a megalomaniac, but a very talented and charming and fascinating one, and very egocentric. But he's very difficult to get to. He generally did not talk to the press, and I was fortunate to be able to get a foot in the door. And then I think he realized that he'd been very badly treated by French writers and in the French press, and I think he figured, well, here's somebody from outside. I didn't have a horse in that race, and I think he probably figured that I would probably be a fairer narrator of his story and the whole story than what he'd experienced so far. So little by little, I developed an entree with him. I mean, I wouldn't say certainly not a friendship, but there was a lot of exchange, many interviews, and I even followed him around doing photographing street scenes in Paris and things like that, and saw him where he's an absolute workaholic. I mean, he works, I don't know how many hours a day, writing, photographing, painting, and I was able to observe some of that. So that was very very interesting. He was a very intriguing character.
And you got to spend time with Lillian's daughter as well.
I didn't actually get to her. She just basically shut off all access to the press. But one thing I did have, I talked to people around her. But one thing I did have, which was very helpful, essential, was access to all the investigative files. And this is not really public record. Mm-hmm. You have to use some certain amount of persistence and relationships and somehow to get access to these documents. But this was thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of depositions, of expert mm-hmm. reports, and you know, all health documents about Lillian's state of health. And in these documents, I had the voice of people like Françoise Myers, who's the daughter who launched this suit, and the voice of every of Lillian, the voices of really dozens of people who are involved in this case. And so it was it's not exactly like sitting in front of somebody and interviewing them.
Yeah.
But I think I have a very good idea about what Françoise Myers thought about the case, about her relationship with her mother, about her her fears of, you know, resentment of Bagnier's influence over her mother and his alleged exploitation. So that was, I would say, an approximation of being able to interview her. But unfortunately, she and her family just basically cut off communications.